couple minutes behind, so we'll get started. I noticed there's a number of people in the audience from the community. We have up here the rules for our meetings, the conduct of the meetings for the DAP are listed, and you'll see there's several items. This meeting, obviously, as it says in item D on down, that the meetings are obviously open to the public, but it's limited to really your submission or your comments online. This is intended to be a discussion or a presentation from the applicant to the DAP, and then conversation and questions, and then we will make motions. But as it says up there, really, as far as the community being able to voice their opinion at this meeting, you have to do it online. So I please ask you all to respect that and not make comments in this meeting. Thank you. Okay. You guys know the procedure. You've been here before. We'll introduce ourselves. You introduce yourselves. You'll take 15 minutes to show us the project, tell us about the project. DAP will have questions, and DAP will have their comments and points that they'll make, and then we'll make some motions from there. So Fred Marino, I'm an architect.
Bob Gorman, I'm a landscape architect.
Ethan Marchant, I'm an architect.
Sujit Mishra, I'm an architect.
And I'm Larry Quarick, I'm a landscape architect.
I'll turn it over to you all.
I'm Rob Vogel, a civil engineer.
Dan Simon, architect.
Val Asens, planning director.
Nicholas Haynes, Department of Planning and Zoning.
Okay, take it away.
All right, so we were here previously, and your the staff report, I think, on the first page, items 1 through 5, kind of speak to the items that we were asked to go to revisit or visit. Just one item, number 3, about going back to a U-shaped single building or double bar building. We've looked at that in the past. Unfortunately, those options didn't work out, and the owner of the property is under contract with a specific builder whose product is the product that you have seen, and he can speak to some of the changes and modifications that he has made in response to those comments, and I'll speak to the I'd like to speak, rather than tour the whole site and the whole project over again, I'd just like to speak to the items that were previously requested of us. And I'll start. The ask was for a view from Maryland Route 108, kind of looking across the site, including the medical building, to review kind of the massing and elevations and heights and put those in context. And this exhibit was prepared for that reason. Obviously, the proposed buildings are a bit taller than the medical building, but in relation to the topography, they do step down the downgrade as Route 108 is going downgrade. So if you're looking at the roof lines, the roof lines are similar, but they do also step down the hill. So from Maryland Route 108 for the three buildings, the building on the right is at grade with the first floor here, 4 stories up. On this side, down below is the side entry to the garage, so there's actually another story down below here, but that's not visible from 108. It's exactly the same with the next building, the 4 stories on this side, back as the grade goes down, this has a side entry to the garage on the low side. This building is all the garage and all stories above are basically on slab, and that's the closest to Columbia Road. This is also showing in the foreground some of the proposed landscaping or the landscaping between the Jersey barrier, existing Jersey barrier wall, and the paving. The ask was, can we remove some of the paving? We've removed some of the paving where we can get that to happen, and we've increased replace the landscaping with additional shrubs and smaller trees as we can make that fit, which is about 7 to 7 feet to 8 feet in this area. Here we removed all the paving, or substantial amount of the paving between the road and the Jersey barrier. If you're familiar, the paving comes right up to the Jersey barrier here today, and that's been removed and replaced with additional landscaping. So that's, and then additional landscaping has been added to the, as foundation plantings and to the fronts of the building. So the landscaping has been beefed up. I don't like this particular view. It's too distorted, but it was distorted in order just to show grade. The ask was to show what does the grade do from the frontage road to the environmental area in the back, and this is distorted to show that it's 20 and 100, not a great scale, but nevertheless it does show the grade back there. This is a buyer retention facility that has to be in existing ground. It's just in the existing ground. Grades up, retaining wall to the back building. Here you can see the grade between the buildings where it slopes down from the building adjacent to the service road, slopes down in the back, and there's a level area here. You'll see what we're doing with that when I get to the amenities slide. So this is the west section, this is the east section, this is the location of the medical building. This one, the garage is in the ground from the 108 side, and again drops down to the rear building with a retaining wall behind that building. Like I said, not a great scale. I'll come back to that. These are the ask was to move the community center over. It's been moved over. It's been moved forward, and space is eliminated to accommodate that. The thought here is a retaining wall in the back. This is a level grass lawn area with a patio with a pergola above and some landscaping. The areas that we had previously had on there, some of this kind of dog area is located here with a gazebo. We have pathway running all along the back here, servicing the community building, again along the back of this building, turning up the side of the building, coming along the front here, again additional landscaping, and that services this building, and also there's a connection from the intersection, pedestrian crossing, there's a connection here as well. Going back, maybe. So that's this area we're talking about. Then there's sidewalk that runs in front of these buildings, and that sidewalk continues. This is all proposed sidewalk with this project to get down to Old Annapolis Road and provide access to the shopping center. And of course, there's a ramp here. Provide connectivity to the medical office building located here. So that's in response to the comment regarding walkways, landscaping, open space areas, dog park. And of course the requirement in this zone is to have the community space which this building is sized for. So I think that is of the five items that number three, as I said, just not plausible. 1, 2, 4, and 5 are the ones we're trying to address, and I'm going to turn it over to the architect. He can talk to the, which did not come out well, but talk to the architectural changes and color changes and materials.
Yeah, I apologize, this color rendering doesn't really do it justice. I'll just explain our intent. snafu, I think. We have grills in the bottom windows to mimic the windows above. That was a comment from last time, and our intent is to have that, so I apologize that that's not in this rendering. The stone on the at the bottom is to mimic the stone on the medical building down the street. We left the bronze windows, lightened up the siding color. All that is to mimic the medical building, again, in close proximity. The rust color elements were left because of the residential area behind the building. It has a primary red brick, red accent, so that's a little nod to the community. So we're trying to blend in terms of the context, the medical building along with the residential in terms of our color schemes there.
So one thing I forgot to mention, I just want to back up, is in the amenities, we were asked to provide, and we thought it was a great idea to provide some landscaping or some amenities between the buildings in this area. So here we introduced an outdoor seating area, patio seating area with some landscaping. Again, the grade, you can see the grades on here. They drop down from the back of the front building, but then this is a fairly level area. And similar on this side, after the grade breaks down and it levels out, we have some other a community gazebo and some picnic benches and seating in this area. So we tried to introduce, and that all could be fine-tuned later, but the idea is to introduce some amenities between the buildings that wasn't there previously. I think those are kind of the changes we made in response to what we heard at the previous meeting.
We'll turn it over to staff for any comments they have.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As Mr. Vogel has presented, this is a revised version of the plan you guys saw and reviewed on in May. The general layout has been fine-tuned, based on the comments the DAP issued the applicant at that meeting. So Planning and Zoning would like you to, please evaluate this concept plan. And if you could provide design recommendations on the layout, landscaping, connectivity, and compatibility, and reference some of those comments you guys, took issue with at the previous meeting, and how this new plan addresses those. We would appreciate that very much. We could also evaluate sidewalk circulation, pedestrian pathways, connections on and off site, also within the site itself, and make recommendations on the open and amenity spaces provided on the property. That would be of great help to planning and zoning. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll start out. I actually don't know where to start, but while I do appreciate, we appreciate the fact that you attempted to address our comments last time, I think, and let my colleagues speak for themselves, I think that in your attempt to address some of those comments, you didn't help yourself either, i.e. when you draw things that don't exactly show scale-wise what's really going on between the buildings. Your scales are exaggerated, in other words. It's very difficult for us to interpret and see proportions and scale relative to adjacent existing context and topography and everything else. And you self-admittedly said a few minutes ago you wished you hadn't done it. So it makes it very difficult for us to evaluate. We are a design panel. We're not more than that. We're a design panel. We're looking at the design, mm-hmm. right, and how it fits into the community and how it makes things better, not a sort of environment that people don't want to be in or a building that people don't want in their community. I would have hoped that on your drawings that you submitted, your sections, it looks like we got the Washington Monument standing there. It's difficult to tell what's going on between the buildings in the section versus your site plan, which shows some nice amenity. And then even your street rendering shows scales, which horizontal is different than vertical. And we know why you did that, but it doesn't help, and it also doesn't help when the community goes online and looks at this stuff because they don't understand it. If it's difficult for us as professionals, it's exaggerated even for them. So it doesn't help them to say, hey, that might look good. You know what I mean? Especially when you look at some of the drawings you have here. And that's self-admitted. You guys said that a minute ago. Our charge, too, if you look at our, you know, sort of our overarching guidelines in terms of design, the DAP, I think there's still some things that we commented on last time that maybe you need to go back to. In particular, number one, number two, I'm not seeing the architectural precedent, and self-admittedly, you said a minute ago in your rendering, you know, the way it's rendered, it's intended, we're supposed to kind of make the leap that the base looks like stone. Well, I know you say that, but it doesn't look like in the rendering. You say there's grills in these windows where the garage, to screen the garage, they're not shown. So, we're just supposed to assume that it's there. And again, you know, first impressions, especially when like I said, the community has made a number of comments, and a number of them were exactly the things I just said: aesthetics, proportion, scale, fits into the context. And they're looking at these drawings, and they're not seeing it. And honestly, I don't see it. And I think even if I go down the list, like I said, number one, I have issue with because of the scale and proportions, because you chose to exaggerate, to condense the drawing size. Number two, I don't see the precedent from the neighborhood in the rendering you showed us. This rendering really hasn't changed much, and maybe it is the software you're using, maybe it's the rendering technique. I don't know. And item number three, I know we asked you to look at different options for the geometry of the building, maybe to help. It just seems, from an engineering and architectural point of view, if we're trying to put cars under these buildings and you want to screen them, is there a way to come in the backside where the grade is lower and tuck the cars underneath so you don't have this facade, the main facade along, presumably on some of the buildings on 108, that looks like, you know, even though you're going to screen it, it's still garage. So, Rob, you said you guys looked at the U-shaped building. We all know this is a difficult site. This isn't the first time this project's been in here. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's, as I said this last time, if it's a bit of the tail wagging the dog here because you're trying to put a certain product on the site. And then we also said number four, we wanted to see sort of the ground floor plan on the site plan. And you've just presented, it appears, a site plan with a roof plan. We wanted to see how the flow of the buildings work, you know, ingress, egress for cars, people, and so forth relative to the site plan. So I'm not seeing that. And then we appreciate number five. It looks like you did do a landscape buffer along old Route 108. So, I mean, those are sort of my overarching comments. I don't know if anybody else wants to chime in. I know you all have comments as well. It's difficult.
I know how hard these projects are to do and the economics of them. And is this going in for a conditional use?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at the conditional use requirements, there needs to be 400 square feet of usable recreational open space per unit. By my calculation, that's over an acre for this site. Mm-hmm. What you're showing doesn't nearly approach that. The areas between the buildings.
That's not how it's not calculated by land area, but go ahead. You don't empirically take land area, and that's your recreational area. It's calculated by there's credits for buildings and amenities, and so it's not 100 square feet, it's 100 square feet of land area. But go ahead.
Point taken. I mean, this doesn't even have a walkway that goes all the way around the site, so someone can go out for a stroll without backtracking. And I know there's grade issues. Most of the open space is occupied in its central areas by, you know, stormwater management. The areas between the buildings are you know, I hate to characterize this, but, you know, they look like exercise yards in a prison. With, you know, you've got five-story buildings on either side of them. It's just not there.
Yeah, actually, the one building that's closest to Columbia Road, too, in your section, that one, it almost looks like it's six stories because it doesn't... I'm confused. I don't know if it... I mean, I would assume your buildings are stepping, but like, this goes back to my earlier comment about the... You're changing scales vertically and horizontally, so we're not sure what's going on.
I explained that. So when I mentioned that that's five-story on that side, that it's slab on grade, five-story.
It just looks so exaggerated, Rob. You know, it's like, even especially that building to the far left, it's like, holy cow. And then when you go and you look at the sections, you're like, oh, wow, really? Is it that tall? So it, anyway, I made the point. Ethan, you want
to? I have two comments, questions. The first one is really... I rely on my landscape architect colleagues as much as I will on your input. But the buffer along 108, filling in the space on top of the retaining wall, at 7 feet wide seems pretty minimal to grow trees that are drawn at 30 feet tall. And I don't know how successful those trees would be. And I think all of us in this room would hate to see specimen trees planted and not survive. And I wonder the success of that planter actually having some longevity in the life of the project. To that end, I wonder if there is opportunity to flip the parking in the drive aisle to leave out every fourth parking spot or something and actually allow large specimen trees to line 108. Probably would take some work with the county to make that happen, but it could be a way to actually get a successful buffer along 108. My other comment then is really in regard to the sections and the purpose of drawing sections. I think the intent of why sections were requested was really to understand how these buildings can work with the site, not just to check a box and said we drew a section. And I think there's opportunity there to look at in some of these sections, a balanced cut and fill that nests the buildings down into the ground, let them belong to the site a little bit more rather than building a bunch of retaining walls. I recognize building 5 is nested into the ground and is probably, the most sensitive, responsible building on the proposal because it does relate to the site. The other ones, there's a lot of fill, a lot of retaining walls. The backside, if I scale it right, has essentially a six-story, seven-story building, if you count that retaining wall facing the north of the site. So I wonder if there's opportunity to actually use those sections to study and develop the architecture around the land that you're working with.
I just wanted to comment, too, on the... I agree about the sections. The only time I've seen these types of exaggerated scales work as if it's a road profile and you're really just trying to show technically that they, the inverts and the things underground, how they relate to the road. But when it comes to the architecture and the lay of the land for this, it really is very deceiving, and I still don't understand, what it actually looks like because of the exaggerated scale. And I agree with Fred, the public would not know. I mean, if they interpreted what they see here, I'm sure they're shocked at what they're seeing, and it's not quite as bad as what you're showing, but that's what the drawing is showing, and so that's what they have to go by. And the other thing is on the architecturals, there were some comments that the building looked dark and morose, and I mean, to me, they look exactly the same. I have the other one here, and what you're saying, that the brick is to match the other buildings back in the village center and that, but it's not shown as red brick. I mean, it's just kind of a mauve-y pink or whatever where he's showing brick. And the stone, too, it's just hard to tell. I mean, if this is our chance to see what it's going to look like, then it ought to be realistic and show us what it's going to look like, because this is our only opportunity to see it before it's built. And with regard to the landscaping, Ethan, I mean, you're right. I mean, trees, I would like to see that section, too. If the Jersey barrier is there, what is the depth of that? Because trees that are shade trees that the 108 guidelines call for, you know, street trees, you're really only going to be able to put smaller things like dogwood or smaller ornamental trees there if you really only have the soil, the height of a Jersey barrier. I don't know underneath that if it's pavement or, you know, you're digging down in. But, again, it's just hard to tell from the plan just because it's not detailed enough in terms of showing us what the actual landscape looks like there in that front area. And then, finally, the clubhouse, I'm glad the parking spaces have been removed from that. I look at that architecture again, and I see something a lot more welcoming than the buildings. I mean, you're using kind of the lighter grays, the stone, the kind of, it looks like a burgundy, you know, window frame and doors. It looks way more inviting than the actual buildings that are out on, you know, the condominium buildings or the apartment buildings, because those are the massive ones, and those are the ones that are really showing up as not so good looking. If we could, you know, look at the community clubhouse, which you showed last time, that is the same types of colors. We said that was attractive, and the roof line and that just fit the residential scale of this. We're not in an urban area. We're more in a residential kind of transition area between sort of suburbs and country. So I just don't really feel that the buildings as shown here are compatible with that type of area.
Yeah, I think it's almost the same thing what Bobby has been saying. On a positive note, I'm glad we started thinking about materials of the surrounding buildings. But the same thought needs to bring volume-wise, scale-wise, and proportion-wise. So, and I think the same comments regarding the volume of the building. And yeah, these sections are definitely not helping at all.
Gotcha.
Anybody else have any comments? Yeah. Patrick, if you want to say something.
Well,
what it sounds like is that there are still unresolved issues that the DAP would like to see. Now, the requirements basically state that an applicant can come back for a second time before the DAP. But at this point, I mean, it would really be up to them on how they want to proceed, because the DAP really should, at this point, I'm not sensing that they're interested in coming back for a third time. So the DAP would really be making a recommendation if they choose to take it to the hearing examiner, because the hearing examiner has to review whatever the DAP has seen. So in this case, these are the last set of drawings that the DAP has seen. Therefore, those would be the drawings that would be submitted to the hearing examiner.
So the DAP could not approve this, though, correct?
Well, again, you're not approving. You're a recommending body. So the recommendation would then go on to the hearing examiner, and she would consider the DAP's recommendation in her decision.
Well, I'd like to make a recommendation. I'd like to recommend that based on the scale of the project, the incompatibility with the neighborhood, the lack of open space and usable amenity for the residents here, that this does not meet the requirements that we're supposed to evaluate. And therefore, I would recommend that we not recommend it.
Second that. Second.
That's motion.
Yeah,
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Gave you guys the packages you guys have are for the next meeting, which is July 10th. I keep saying the 11th. Don't do that because no one will be here on the 11th. Just two items. Yeah, the second Wednesday. I'm sorry, guys. That's all we have for you guys this evening. Thank you. Thank you for your input. There's no other business from DBZ. So, if you want to close the meeting, it's your program, Mr. Chair.
Thank you
very much.